most people will associate the gangster era and the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and Al Capone and everything that goes with that with Chicago. It was a little known fact that this area played a huge role in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre aftermath. And if you think about the forensics and the ballistics science that we have today, most of that is based on what happened here in 1929 in St. Joseph, Michigan.
And to take us back to that, there was a murder that took place. Basically, there was a police officer who was killed over,
yes,
over a minor offense. What was that?
Well, what happened was a police officer had tried to stop a motorist who had a car accident and basically left the scene of an accident. The man in the vehicle shot and killed the police officer, and his name was Charles Skelly. He was a 25-year-old male from St. Joseph, and but once they found the suspect's vehicle, which had crashed down the road a little ways, they ended up finding out where the person lived at, and they ended up going to his house. And what they found in the house was something more than what the average person would have, including two Thompson submachine guns, a sawed-off shotgun, several rifles, and dozens of revolvers, and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Two Thompson submachine guns had been used in the massacre. They just did not have them. And when they found conveniently two of them in this man's house, they further did some research and they did some fingerprint investigations, and lo and behold, it happens to be a suspect in the massacre named Fred Killer Burke. When they actually got the guns in their hands, they were taken to Chicago to be studied. They were determined to be ballistically the actual guns used in the massacre. And this was the most evidence they had ever recovered up until that point and since. And this is really what led everyone to know that the gangsters were in this area, and they were living as amongst us as normal citizens.
Now, this is not something that you typically hear about in modern day history about Michigan. Why do you feel that it's, I don't want to say it's been forgotten, but why do you feel like it's been overlooked?
I think that a lot of it has almost been forgotten because the people in the area almost want to forget about it. It's not something that maybe necessarily the town people were proud of, and they felt a little somewhat betrayed by the gangsters. And if there's anyone who's a hero, it would be Charles Skelly. Without him being shot and killed, that evidence would have remained hidden. And it's amazing to think that this one guy, this 25-year-old police officer, had that power to do that.
What do you think readers of your book will be most surprised by?
I think that mostly people will probably be surprised at, again, how the gangsters weren't necessarily so much bad guys when they were around here. Surprisingly, when they were here, which is why I call the book Capone's Playground, this was their playground. They were on vacation. They were not doing their business. And they pretty much kept to that. So there was no crimes being committed necessarily. And they were very peaceful people. Up until the moment that Charles Skelly was killed in 1929, that's when it all changed. And that was really a pivotal moment, because at that point, the community in the area finally said that you're no longer welcome in our area. And that really was the kicker.